Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. It's been a very interesting week here at our coaching business. We've had a lot of great, fantastic new agents join our coaching organization. And, you know, I have been absolutely thrilled with the caliber of a lot of the agents that we're attracting. Now, I had a really interesting email. I don't have the email in front of me, but someone who's a new agent who is asking for us to start presenting some information on our radio show that's more geared towards new agents. So all of you guys that aren't top producers yet, and I emphasize the word yet, we will definitely, starting next week, have more presentations for you guys, more radio topics that are geared more towards those of you who are really pulling yourself up from the bootstraps. And as you guys may have just heard, we have a very special guest today. In addition to, of course, my co-host, or maybe I'm Julie's co-host, we have our daughter, Zoe Grace, who might be joining us because Zoe is at home today. So if you hear some baby noises in the background, that's our co-host, and she's very good at laughing at all the right times. So, you know, she should add to the program. So, Julie, welcome to today's radio show.
Thank you, and maybe we are her co-host today. We'll see how it goes.
She decides to blow a baby fuse, you mean?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I'm fast on the mute button, though, so we're good.
So Julie's having to present today and keep a baby happy. This will be interesting.
Versatility, my friends. That's what it's all about.
That's right. So Julie, any interesting coaching stories to share? I know you've had – this has been – I don't know about you, but doesn't it honestly feel like – there is a real change in the nature of, I mean, our listeners. Haven't you noticed that a lot of the listeners on this radio show are like, they've listened to us long enough now that they're realizing that we're the real deal, you know, as a lot of you guys like to refer to us as authentic real estate coaches. And I don't like talking like this because it sounds like we're being braggadocious, but the feedback we're getting back is that people are liking the genuine material and the content, and they can realize the difference between what we're saying and how we're saying it versus a lot of the other guys that are just stage speakers. Mm-hmm. Are you picking up on a lot of that from your coaching
calls? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I have to say a lot of that is because they're doing a great job taking, even if it's just one little morsel or pearl, as Howard used to say, a pearl, from each radio show and implementing it. And I think that that is really the best reinforcement that we are the real deal, that we are telling you the truth, that we don't coach you to do anything we haven't done ourselves, all of that kind of stuff. So I think that's really important. And if it's just something as simple as using a pre-listing package, you know, that's such an aha moment, it's such a big light bulb that once you get success from that, it's like, okay, well, what's on the next radio show that I can implement? So we really appreciate not just that you're listening, but that you're taking it seriously and that you're getting great results. That's what we're all about.
And I do appreciate the fact, again, that you guys, remember yesterday's show was about how to basically use the basically being an appreciation to control your mood to feel motivated. So you can hear Julie and I are doing that. You know, we do it every day. But the other thing I show appreciation for is the feedback we get from you guys when we're coaching you on how to manage your emotions and how to basically work through the natural ups and downs and the ebbs and flows in this business. Guys, this business, you know, it's the honestly, it's probably the best business to get into for all a host of reasons. And I mean, you know, universally, I mean, that's true. Selling real estate is like, oh my God, are you kidding me? I can do this and I get paid that. But the flip side to it is there's such highs and lows in this business that if you're not able to keep it between the lines, you're really going to wear yourself out. And when we present you know, to you guys of where we're helping you to keep your head screwed on straight, and you guys give us a great feedback about that, you know, motivation, goal setting, goal planning, all that stuff, you know, that's great feedback too. If you're just tuning in to us for the first time, you have the lovely advantage of being able to go back and listen to literally hundreds of previous radio shows. We give great titles and then great descriptions of what the radio topic is. So go back and listen and see what you're attracted to. And big picture, if you guys are rolling into 2015 and you don't have a specific plan, if you don't really know what your direction is going to be, or even if you do know what your direction is going to be, but you want more momentum behind you, well, then certainly request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. So Julie and I are going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be presenting to you the law of the accumulation effect, or really basically the bottom line is we're going to be explaining to you how you can use the accumulation effect to work for you versus in many cases where unfortunately right now it's working against you. So we're going to take a real quick commercial break, and when we come back, and please don't fast forward through my commercial, we are going to be talking to you about the accumulation effect.
Are you ready for 2015? Do you have a plan in place to make it your best year ever? Or are you still struggling in your career and waiting for your ship to come in? You can make this your best year ever, but only if you take control of your career and create an action plan for success. Join thousands of top producing agents across the nation who have turned to Tim and Julie Harris Real Estate Coaching to help them achieve top producing production and performance. Coaching works, and that's a fact. 10% of agents complete an amazing 90% of all transactions because they have a coach. Coaching and training is a critical part of a successful real estate career, but don't just take our word for it. Here's what Steve Brown, the president of the National Association of Realtors, had to say.
Well, I'll tell you why it's critical. There are some brokers who, when they hire indiscriminately. They just don't even look at the training, or they don't provide the training and the education that a new agent needs in the marketplace. As a real estate agent, you've got to associate yourself with a firm that's dedicated to your professionalism and your growth, and then the services like a personal coach, like Tim, you, and Julie do. There are very few real estate people like you, so personally and passionately involved in our industry. And thank you for what you do for our industry. Both of you are a wonderful voice for all that's best in the realtor organization in our industry. So I thank you.
If you want the production and performance that comes with being a top producer, then you need a coach. Not just any coach, but the leaders in coaching today. Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. We provide you with industry-leading one-on-one coaching with a trained professional coach, along with all the lead generation systems, scripts, presentations, team building, and business planning tools you need to dominate your local real estate market. We offer affordable pricing with no long-term contracts, and our entire coaching staff are trained professional agents with top producing track records. Take action and visit us at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to schedule your free coaching call with a trained real estate professional. There's no risk and no obligation, just a free, personal, one-on-one call with a trained professional coach. Join the elite 10% of agents who make all the difference in today's marketplace. Visit freecoachingcallsforagents.com to get started. Again, that's freecoachingcallsforagents.com.
Law of accumulation, Julie.
Yes, so what is this law of accumulation? It is simply how your financial fortune accumulates slowly over time, but then becomes enormous like a snowball. So the law of accumulation, every great financial achievement is an accumulation of hundreds of small efforts and sacrifices that no one ever sees or appreciates. Gosh, that sounds a lot like real estate. So how do you develop, right? I mean, we talk about the accumulation effect a lot of different areas, but today we're focusing on how it accumulates financially. So how do you create this? Well, you develop discipline. The achievement of financial independence will require a tremendous number of small efforts on your part. To begin the process of accumulation, you must be disciplined and persistent. You must keep at it for a long time, but initially you'll see very little change or difference, but gradually your efforts will begin to bear fruit. You'll begin to pull ahead of your peers. Your finances will improve, your debts will disappear, your bank account will grow, and your whole life will improve. So, Tim, I know you've seen that with your clients. I've seen that with my clients. So let's make sure this is making sense to these guys.
Well, yes, exactly. And here's the next point, which I really like. It's called build up momentum. And really, momentum, what is it? Let's think about what momentum is in the first place. So momentum, obviously, is where, you know, essentially it's like energy that's almost forcing you to accomplish your goals and move down the road faster. But momentum could also be negative momentum. One thing you never have is no momentum. In other words, those of you guys who think that you can somehow rest on your laurels and be complacent, and I know this is resonating with some of you out there, thinking you're just going to do what you did this year, and that somehow is going to make your next year produce the same results. It doesn't work like that. If you guys are not increasing your momentum and paying attention to really what's working for you, you won't not only not do what you did this year, but you'll actually fall behind. Think about think about your past incomes. Think about your past year's incomes and the amount of money you've made, you know, month to month. What happens is we get in this pattern of doing what we think will get us to the goal because it's gotten us there in the past. It does not mean it'll get you there in the future. So you'll have to constantly be challenging yourself to improve. And so building momentum is the next key. Jules?
Yes, absolutely. The building of momentum, as in, doesn't happen overnight. So the first corollary or related law of accumulation says, as your savings accumulate, you develop a momentum that moves you more rapidly towards your financial goals. It is hard to get started on a program of financial accumulation, but once you get started, you find it easier and easier to keep at it. The momentum principle is one of the greatest success secrets. This principle says that it takes a tremendous energy to overcome the initial inertia and resistance to financial accumulation and get started, but that once you do start, it actually takes less energy to keep moving.
You know, that's such an incredible point and something worth thinking about. Right. And, you know, obviously the focus of this article, this is from Brian Tracy, by the way, the focus of this article is about how to accumulate money. And this really applies to anything, right? When you're trying to get started on doing anything in life, have you ever noticed that the amount of mental, physical, and sometimes spiritual things, pain that you have to live through before you start doing that activity? Haven't you noticed that it's like once you start doing it and once you start getting the momentum, you don't even remember that it was that hard to get started in the first place? You know, there's an old saying that wherever you're resisting the most in your life is where your growth needs to be. I would challenge all of you to have a very specific savings and debt retirement goal for 2015. Dave Ramsey is a great place to start. Mm-hmm. Dave Ramsey keeps your head screwed on straight. Dave Ramsey's got great programs to help you pay off debt. But guys, at the end of the day, you are in business for the sake of what? Making a profit. And if you're not making a profit, you're not going to accumulate any wealth. The goal that I would love for all of you to have is wake up one day where you are technically rich, and rich is where your money works for you, and you no longer have to technically work for your money. For some of you, that's going to be $5,000 a month. For others of you, it's going to be $50,000 a month, whatever your expectation of how much money you need every month to pay your bills. But it all starts with starting. It all starts with the first thought that you're going to do it, and you can do it. It's the start of a new year. And guess what? The real estate market is back. In most countries, it's really back. So you are in the right place at the right time. This is your opportunity to build out some serious wealth, not just take care of yourself and your family, but, hey, grandchildren, how about charities? How about, you know, generations of you decades and, you know, maybe hundreds of years from now? That's the kind of thing that this type of market and being this in this industry creates for you. So, Julie, the next point?
That's right, and I love this point too. Start slow, finish fast. The second corollary of the law of accumulation states, and I love this quote, by the yard, it's hard, but inch by inch, anything's a cinch. Easy one to memorize, right? By the yard, it's hard, but inch by inch, anything's a cinch. So when you begin thinking about saving 10 or 20% of your earnings, which incidentally is exactly how we coach our coaching clients to do it, you'll immediately think, your subconscious always comes up with why you can't do it, right? But if you recalibrate and become comfortable first saving even 1%, increase your savings rate to 2%, 3%, then 5%, then pretty soon you're going to be out of debt, paying for a baby that's talking to us on the radio, okay? And then 15% and 20%. A lot of our coaching clients are 20 to 25% savings now because the first part of this, they started paying off debt, And since they were used to making that payment, then they replaced it with more savings, and now they're able to save up to 25% of each check. But remember, it's inch by inch. And I think in real estate, Tim, so many people believe that they're just going to save when they get that double end on that big deal. You know, and I remember in the beginning we were thinking like that. How do you ever save in this business? Well, sell something big, raise your average sale price, hit the jackpot, you know, have that lucky buyer come into town.
But it's
in
not
fact,
just this.
It's the incrementals. But go ahead.
Yeah, but I mean, Julie, that's not just this business. Isn't that how, if we're being honest, virtually all of us were raised? That basically you know, you save what's left over, you know. Mm-hmm. Isn't that how all of us were taught? But guys, listen, rich people don't think like that. You know, rich people pay themselves first, and they always have and they always will, because if you're paying yourself with what's left over, there won't be anything or not enough really to make a difference. So literally, this is something that Julie and I've shared this story with you guys a long time ago, and I have to remind myself that we have a lot of new listeners. We had a lot of mentors and coaches, and we had a lot of folks that helped us along the way. And I remember one guy in particular that I sort of picked up as an accidental mentor. The guy was a billionaire, real B billionaire. And he had started out as just an Indiana farm boy. He didn't have any money. He didn't have any real nothing going for him as far as, you know, all the things that a lot of people associate someone who's become really successful with having, you know, familial connections and whatnot, higher education at Harvard and all these other things. This guy didn't have any of that. He just started out by buying and selling farms, and then he moved on to other things, and he, you know, basically accumulated a lot of wealth. So here I was in my mid-20s, and Julie and I were supposedly, you know, super successful realtors, and we were selling hundreds of homes per year. A lot of people, you know, a lot of fame basically happened to us relatively quick. That's what happens when you sell 100 houses your first year in the business in your early 20s, okay? Now, that was 20 years ago, but, you know, that's what happened. So we didn't realize, we always thought that when we started making a lot of money, somehow magically we would have a lot of money. But, oh, my God, were we wrong. When you have a lot of money, you have a lot of other things like taxes. You have a lot of other things like expenses. You have a lot of other things like people that all of a sudden come out of the woodwork that want financial help. That's life, right? So, you know, I was really stymied by the fact that Julie and I weren't accumulating more wealth. And fortunately, this guy came into our lives, and I asked him, I said, how did you do it? How did you actually become a billionaire? And he said, I started by saving 10%, of every dime I earned, every dollar I earned. 10% came off the top. Now, you guys have heard this before. If not from Julie and I, you've heard it from other other sources, 10%. Your grandma probably told you this, right? And then what happens is you use that 10%, and the first thing you do is you build up your 6 months' reserves. You should have 6 months' reserves before you pay off your credit cards. You know, Dave Ramsey's a big, you know, he preaches this, and it makes perfect sense, because then you have something to fall back on that if, you know, something happens, you don't have to go in debt. If a car breaks or if you need to pay an insurance deductible or whatever, you have the 6 months reserves to basically have your back, and you don't have to borrow money to cover that surprise expense. Makes sense, doesn't it? And then what does he suggest? You pay off your credit cards and you pay off your house and you do all those types of things. Well, that is what you do, because as soon as you get your overhead down, as soon as you reduce your overhead, then what happens? You then work on producing passive income. And if your overhead is relatively modest, the amount of passive income you have to create to make it so you are technically rich doesn't have to be that great. You guys get it? Reaching financial freedom and being rich, being financially independent, is easier than you think if you think about it the right way. So the first thing to do is you have to set aside the 10%. But, you know, we're talking about the accumulation effect, and obviously because of Brian Tracy's article, we're focusing on money. But the reality of it is this applies to virtually anything that you're working on. Like if you're starting to, for example, you have a New Year's resolution of losing weight. And everyone, I mean, it seems like that's the most popular resolution, like, and probably always has been and always will be, is to lose weight. Well, what do people typically do, and why is it that something like 95% of all the people, you know, forget their New Year's resolution by, say, June of that same year? Well, it's because they haven't built momentum to reinforce that particular goal. You know, a lot of cases they would have benefited greatly from hiring a coach. Outside accountability is huge. Every psychological study that's ever been done proven that when people have outside accountability to accomplishing a goal, of course they do it. So the moral of the story here, guys, is you are building, you are essentially benefiting from the accumulation effect, provided that you are consciously aware that it does come back to the small, tiny little steps. Next point, Jules.
Okay, so specific action things. How do you actually implement this immediately? Well, first decide what the long-term financial goal actually is, and then resolve to actually work towards that goal one step at a time. So the first steps are the hardest. You've got to be very disciplined and decide that you will not be backsliding into old habits. That might mean something as simple as not taking off 10% starting right now, but maybe you decide 3% is comfortable, but you're going to stick to it no matter what, so help you God. That's okay. So second, practice the law of accumulation in other parts of your life as well to reinforce this. Resolve to master one subject, one page at a time. Read a business book one page at a time. Lose extra pounds an ounce at a time. Learn a language one lesson at a time. The accumulation effect is absolutely enormous. And you guys that have been good at certain other aspects of your life know this. And I have to say, Tim, some of the easiest people to coach are ones who have had this kind of accumulation in some other section of their life. And then as soon as you say, this is just like that, they become miraculously much more coachable. But even if you haven't had that in your life, make today how you're actually starting to get that accumulation effect. Decide that you're no longer going to go through life without that and take these easy, simple steps. And I got to say, Tim, I would add a third one to this, which is to make it visual. I do think it helps even if that means that you have a safe and you go take a look at those dollars you're saving and those thousands you're saving, or maybe you chart it somewhere on your wall or you have a pop-up on your computer screen or your iPhone, make it visual so that there is that accountability. And of course, if you have us as your coaches, you're going to have to talk to us about your savings every week too. So back to you, Tim.
Well, but again, the parallels are outside of just financial stuff, right? I mean, the accumulation effect can happen from the relationships that you guys are building. One of the things, depending on the individual agent that we're speaking to that we will prescribe to you guys as your coach, is to make a list of all of the, I want you guys out there, away from your computers, away from your real estate offices, and you got to be out there talking with people. Because at the end of the day, every single person you're going to run into everywhere, and this is one of the blessings of real estate, every single person you run into everywhere is either a tenant, a buyer, or a seller of real estate, right? There, you do not run across anybody anywhere that is not in the real estate market. Have you guys ever thought about what a blessing it is to be a realtor when you put it in that context? You wake up in the morning, you walk outside your building in Manhattan, or you walk onto your outside of your house in LA, or in Ohio where Julie and I are from. You turn to the left, the right, everywhere you look, there's people that will do business with you provided you ask them to do business with you. It's insane if you think about the opportunity this industry is. It's not like if you were selling vacuums, let's say, or private jets or, Cadillacs. Not everyone wants those things. You know, percent-wise, very few want those things, and really nobody needs those things. Maybe I don't need a new vacuum. Maybe I like my Dyson, right? Maybe I don't need a new car. I like the car I've got. But everyone's thinking about real estate. Everyone's either in the midst of, thinking about selling, or maybe they're looking to buy a rental property, or maybe they, you guys get it? That's the incredible thing. Now, the accumulation effect works in your favor when you make a habit of getting out there, for example, every single day. This is a little non-financial example of, meeting people with regards to, say, for example, passing out 5 business cards and collecting 5 business cards, writing 5 thank you notes every single day. The accumulation effect of, say, for example, passing out 5 cards and collecting 5 cards, you add those, 5 new people into your database, the accumulation effect of those relationships makes a difference. The accumulation effect of you being a nice, considerate, conscientious, contributing person makes a huge difference. People pay attention to that. The accumulation effect of you attending, for example, a BNI meeting, or maybe you're going to participate at the local charity, or maybe you're going to do help at your local church, and people, then will know who you are or know what you're about, and they'll get to know you. The accumulation effect of all those things done on a regular basis, scheduled and considered and treated like a business, those make a huge difference. We have many, many coaching clients who all they do is they do 5 or 6 usually social type things, but they do them on a pre-scheduled regular basis, and they do very well for themselves.
But they're very, very consistent about it.
Well, I'll give you guys an example. So when Julie and I were selling between 100 and 200 homes per year, we did that for, you know, almost a decade. And we did prospecting. We did other forms of lead generation. We had our own Homes magazine for a while. We were some of the first realtors in the nation to do pay-per-click advertising back when Google actually, you know, went live. I mean, you guys, you know, we literally had one of the first URLs registered for a realtor in the state of Ohio. Big deal, right? I mean, that makes it sound like artifacts. But guys, this was only back in the mid-90s. It wasn't really that long ago. So, but here's the interesting thing that happened, is that Julie's is a professional musician, as some of you know. And she used to play in different orchestras in Columbus. And we would add up where all of our business came from, as we ask all of you guys to do as part of your, you know, real estate treasure map. And we ask you to source where all your business would come from. Well, Julie and I would do this, really drill down on this every single month. Okay, this one came from expired, this one came from for sale by owners, this one came from a direct mail piece we did, this one came from Julie's Music Sphere, this one came from Julie's Music Sphere, this one came from Julie's Music Sphere. Now, what we saw was at the end of the year, almost every single year, 20 to 30% of all of our transactions came from Julie's Music Sphere, because she would go to practice. She wouldn't go there with the intent of talking to people about buying or selling real estate. She would go there to play her flute and piccolo, but people became familiar with her. And she also did other little crafty things. Like, she would always dress super nice, and people would ask her, why are you dressed so nice? I just came from a closing. And then the conversation turned to talking about real estate. A nice, subtle way to have conversations with folks, and that became a huge source of business for us. You know, she never went. She went there to go to practice. But she ended up going to practice and getting real estate leads. And then before long, we were working with some of the top-tier musicians that played at the Columbus Symphony Orchestra for their real estate clients. I mean, that was pretty cool. All of you guys have stuff like that. Jill, you have other coaching clients that are doing similar things, don't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, the thing to remember is it doesn't have to be overtly real estate or business-oriented. Follow your passions. A lot of you guys complain that, oh, I don't love real estate because it's not my passion. Well, guess what? Stop making it so different. And go do some of the things you're passionate about, but also talk about real estate. Don't be a secret agent.
I think Zoe's about to blow a baby fuse, Julie.
She's prospecting on the other line. She's just a little too direct. We got to polish her up a little bit. We're working
no,
on
it. She's on a coaching call with one of our more blockheaded coaching clients.
That's
so
right.
There you go. If you guys don't do your homework, Zoe becomes your coach.
Talk to Zoe.
That's right. She's going to scream at you until you comply. So listen, guys, thank you for the great feedback. Your homework from this and every radio show is to please, please, please share this radio show. Help us get the word out. Help us one agent at a time, one radio show at a time, one coaching call at a time. Help us to make this industry better. Help us to make this something that all of us can be proud of what we were able to create, how we were able to make a contribution. So share this radio show. And if you're ready to hire a coach, if you have not done so already, please at least consider us for the job of being your coach. We'd love the opportunity. Easy way to go about it is you can obviously just go to the website, timandjulieharris.com, and sign yourself up. You can email me directly, coachtimharris@gmail.com. That goes to me directly. Or you can go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. It's all easy. It's all simple. There's 50,000 of you guys listening every single month and growing. And I know a lot of you are going to be making the decision to hire a coach into the next year. And like I said, give us a shot. Chances are, if you like the radio show, you're going to love having Julie or myself or one of our coaches as your coach. Have a fantastic weekend, and we'll talk with you on Monday.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.